Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Were you at No Kings? What was it like? Did you have fun? What, did it feel good to actually exercise your First Amendment rights? I've got a great guest. He was with us last week. We got to do the No Kings update this week. His name is Liam Kent. He is the founder of the Blue Anchor Project, one of the national partners for No Kings Day. Liam, welcome back. So nice to see you after the big event has concluded.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. It was absolutely a blast to be able to be here last time, and I'm glad I'm able to be here again.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are the final numbers looking like?
It has been the largest turnout in any type of civic protest in our country's history. We hit over 7 million people across the country, and it's a little over 2% of the entire population of the United States of America. And we already, going into the day before any protest happened in the U.S., we already had a couple million people protest internationally as well. And wow. we had places all the way, Canada, the U.K., France, other places in Europe. We even had Japan. Yeah. Everywhere. It was amazing to see just how many people came out and wanted to fight for freedom and our democracy.
So impressive. I love seeing Americans, patriots, true patriots, true patriots who are concerned about everything from corruption, right, mm-hmm. to the respect or lack thereof for the rule of law. Right before our last segment went to break, I played what I think is an absolutely bombshell interview between Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes and an attorney named Ryan Goodman. If you're not familiar with Ryan's work, he is a constitutional scholar. He and his organization have been trying to track how many judges, Republican appointed, some Trump appointed, as well as Democratic appointed judges, have found Trump administration lawyers or affidavits submitted by their lawyers contained outright falsehoods, meaning they're lying to courts. So it was really critical in my view that people especially were standing up for this very simple concept that we are a democracy of laws and not men, that our loyalties mm-hmm. belong to our Constitution and our legal system, and we need everybody to acknowledge that there should never be anyone that is above the law in our country. That is literally what No Kings means. One of the stats I read, Liam, was that this protest was 14 times larger than both Trump inaugural celebrations put together. And perfect. I thought that was, whatever the photoshopping and lying that they did about those crowds, they weren't yeah. anywhere near 7+ million people. And that was around 2 million more folks than you people had, that we had, I don't mean you people, that we all had yeah. back in June, despite the lying and misdirection of the entire MAGA establishment.
And those numbers in June were conservative estimates, same as yes. this one. We predict that it could be even more. I mean, it's difficult to get exact numbers, but we go in a more of a conservative route.
Yes.
But it's at least 7 million people across this country. And it was at least 5 million last time. And it's amazing just to see how many people, you know, one of my good friends, Shayna, she was in Chicago on the ground, and they stood still for a couple hours before their march even started. And I was in Boston. The amount of people that were there in Boston, I got there about like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Already by the time I got there, there were about like 5,000 or so people there, and it grew to over just close, like anywhere between 150 to 250,000 people. Chicago alone got very close, if not broke 300,000 people. It was just the amount of people, not only in the big cities, but in small places too. I mean, I think Boise, Montana had around 10,000 plus people there. Like, yeah. you know, it was amazing. We had I forget exactly where it was, but there was last time in June, there was about like 50 people there. I think it was in rural Wisconsin or something. And then this time around, it was about like 5,000 people.
Wow.
So just to see the dramatic incline, it's just phenomenal.
To me, the numbers in total are quite impressive.
Yeah.
But as you were alluding to, Liam, the numbers from these tiny towns were even more impressive to me. Here's just a couple of those. South Haven, Michigan, has a total population of 4,000 people. There were 2,000 people at the protest. They had 700 back in June. Shepherdstown, West Virginia, total population 1,500. They had 2,400 people at their protest. They had more protesters than their total city population.
I love it.
Nearly doubling what they had back in June. And there's examples of this from all across the country. The protests, just address a little bit, was there unrest? Were the protests peaceful? Any issues that you were concerned about? I can just say that repeatedly at the Cathedral Square downtown Milwaukee protests that I was speaking at, the MCs and other folks that were running the event repeatedly reminded the crowd to be peaceful, to obey directives from law enforcement. And then if they saw any disruption to, I forget the term that they used, but where you just sit down so that people don't sort of foment or accelerate any kind of kerfuffle that may be going on, which I thought was brilliant. It also draws attention right to where that is, so it can be addressed.
Yeah, we had nothing across the country. It was amazing. Very, very few. We just had Trumpers trying to get attention, and nobody paid attention to them. And it was kind of very amusing.
Yes.
And, you know, I think kind of one thing that people are asking, what's next for all of this? Tune in tomorrow night. And you can go sign up online at No Kings, and there's going to be a whole thing about what you can do next. We already have close to 250,000 people signed up already. So
for
join us
update,
then,
Paul.
And we can make momentum and keep this going right after and make sure that there are no kings ever in U.S. history ever again.
No Kings never ends. Thank you to Liam Kent, one of the national partners of No Kings Day. We're going to talk to you about your experiences on the other side. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.